If it's not about memory, how do I know if it's FTD dementia? Today's episode is going to talk about four of the early warning signs of FTD-specific dementia. Hi, I'm Mel Koger, and I'm the daughter of a mother with FTD dementia. I know how this role can turn your world upside down, leaving you exhausted, angry, and confused. Your family time and health suffers. I get it. In 6 months, I went from a chill, empty nester to the co-caregiver for my mother while working full-time and also becoming a new grandmother. But I'm super positive, and I found strategies to conquer the overwhelming feeling of being helpless and lost. So find a quiet corner, take a deep calming breath, and join me as I share how I'm finding peace in this unexpected season as the daughter of a parent with dementia. There are a lot of quotes that talk about not looking back in your life, only looking forward. But I think that you have to look back to learn and gain insight on moving forward with greater success. So today I'm going to talk about four early warning signs of FTD dementia. I'm not a medical professional. I'm simply speaking from my own experiences. FTD is a diagnosis that deals with behavior, personality, language, and movement. Notice that none of those descriptors deal with memory, and that's something that I think causes people to miss early warning signs with FTD dementia, because it's not about memory. It's not about people forgetting where their keys are or wandering out of the house. Early warning signs are things that deal with personality and your loved ones acting in a way that they previously would have never acted. The behavioral variant of FTD is the most common form of FTD dementia. There are other variants. I am speaking specifically about the behavioral variant. So four early warning signs that I don't want to say I missed, but I did dismiss. Because if you look at some of these behaviors independently, then you could explain them away and say, oh, maybe this person was stressed or they were having a bad day, or maybe they're gaining some independence. So to give you a little background on my mother's situation specifically, we lost my father in 2009 to an accident. It was devastating to my mother. It was devastating to our entire family. She and my father had been married for over 40 years. They had been together since she was 13 and known each other since Sunday school as toddlers. So they literally had been in each other's lives for their entire life. Certain behaviors that mom started to display could have been explained as she was gaining her independence. She wasn't quite as depressed. When you put them all together in one package, you realize something's really off. And I think it took me a while to realize and admit, maybe is a more accurate description, that something was bigger, that there was a bigger issue going on with my mother. The first early sign that I want to talk about is her loss of fear of driving on the interstate. Mom lived in a rural town that was about an hour and 15 minutes away from where I live. And when she would come to visit, she would always drive the back roads, never take the interstate. The interstate was a little bit longer, but it was probably just as quick and certainly more of a straight shot. So when mom started showing up more and saying that she had driven the interstate, that was definitely a red flag. But at the time, I think I just chalked it up to her being a little more independent and being a little more confident. It's easy to recognize a positive in a situation when you want it to be positive. It's easy to think that my mother was gaining her independence instead of recognizing that she had lost her fear and she had lost her inhibition with driving on the interstate. The second early sign that I feel like I missed was her random spending. Mom had always been really frugal and watched her spending. She knew every penny in her checkbook, where it went, and she would always shop at dollar stores. She wasn't an extravagant spender. She would spend on other people, but she certainly wouldn't spend on herself. And when she did, she looked for sales. She liked to be a good steward of her money. She also was someone that always wore real jewelry, real gold, real diamonds. If she had on something, you knew it was the real deal. So when costume jewelry started showing up in boxes and monthly subscriptions, things like that, we knew that that was a little off. Now, costume jewelry's fun. And so again, I was thinking, okay, maybe mom's finding a way to find some happiness and get rid of some of the sadness that she has. But the subscriptions continued. The random purchases continued. It was another change in behavior to add to the list. The third thing was something that was a little harder to deal with. Mom had always been someone that was so kind and so giving. And she started to make comments out loud in public. I think we can all admit that we all have thoughts in our mind sometimes. We might see someone and think that we don't like their haircut, or maybe they're a little overweight, or maybe they're super skinny, but we don't say it. We just let those thoughts stay in our mind. Mom started to lose her inhibition with managing those thoughts. She lost her filter, and she would say things out loud in public, in earshot of the people that she was talking about. This got to be hard because mom's a very social person. She loved to go out and shop and go out to eat. And you can shake it off once or twice. But when it started to happen more regularly, we knew that this was yet another sign. The last early warning sign that I want to discuss today is organization. And in reference to mom, I'm talking specifically about her home space. She's from the generation where she prints emails and she likes to keep old magazines and old catalogs. That was nothing new. But when these stacks of papers and packages and wrappings from orders that she had made took over all the open space in the house, the table, the counter, she would add a card table and then that would get filled up. That was another sign that that wasn't normal. That was outside of the norm for a mother. Looking back over any of these four actions independently, or even if they had just happened once or twice, really wouldn't cause been an issue for a cause of concern. But when you put them all together, that's when the red flag really starts to come together and you really see that there's a bigger issue. So what I wish I would have done, and I know you can't wish your life away, but this is where I hope I can help someone else, is I really wish I would have started to loosely document. You don't know that there's anything that there's a need to document. But if I would have just started to jot down maybe a date and time, a brief description of a behavior in my own journal or my own calendar, I would feel like I would have a better idea of how long we've been in this journey, how the behaviors have progressed over time, because each one of these became more intense and it became more of an issue and more of something that we, my sister and I, had to figure out how to deal with going forward. And when I look back without the documentation, I can tie some things to events in the past. For instance, I know my son's last football season was in 2018. And I know that mom was showing some of the behaviors at that point. She loved to come watch and play. But that season, I remember, was different than those had been in the past. FTD is one form of dementia that often shows signs really early in someone's life. A lot of times as early as 45 or 50. So if you have someone that's showing some behavioral changes, maybe some personality changes, start taking note. And this might sound a little invasive, but I really wish that I had a better timeline of when some of these behaviors started with my mother. I think it would have helped her doctors along the way as well. In a future episode, I'll talk about the process of finding the right care team for your loved one. People often go undiagnosed or misdiagnosed for years. So think of your documentation or keeping track of your loved one's behaviors as a way to help and support them through whatever it is they might be going through. If it's not FTD dementia, that's great, but maybe you've got documentation for something else that's going on with them. When you're in this beginning phase and you're trying to figure out how to best support your loved one, it kind of feels off to be journaling or writing down what their behaviors are. But think of it as if they were on a physical journey of workouts. You would journal how much weight they could lift or how far they could walk or run, and you would track their progress that way. So put it in that perspective that you are helping them along their health journey and figuring out the best way to support them. That's really what it's all about. Remember, all dementia is not about memory loss. There are a lot of other factors that go into a diagnosis. I really hope this episode has helped you understand FTD dementia just a little bit more. If so, or if you have questions or comments, please email me at the email address in the show notes. And let not your hearts be troubled. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope this episode shed some light into your life and that you were able to connect with some goodness. If so, please leave me a review on iTunes and share this episode with someone else who might need a little light in their life. And also, please subscribe so you won't miss future episodes. I truly appreciate you. Keep the faith and keep those dreams alive.